Memorial Day doorbuster deals are here at Lowe's. Right now, rewards members save $80 on the Master Forge 4-burner gas grill, now just $149. Plus, rewards members save $900 on the Lowe's exclusive Hisense French door refrigerator, now only $999. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/26. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Programs subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Peace, family. It's 19 Keys. Welcome to The Brief. This is how men are supposed to deal with pain. When I was younger, I remember being chased by my brother. I was running after we was playing. He was somebody that's, he's a harsh player. So when he catch up with you, he probably go punch you out. And I remember running for my dear life. And I tripped over a stick. And I fell and I cut my hand on a glass. To this day, I have this really big dash on my hand. And I remember running, getting up and seeing all of the blood. And after that, I went home to my father and I showed him my hand, crying, sobbing. And he looked at me with an unconcerned look, stern as he always was. And he said, "Oh, boy, you'll be all right," and kind of just slapped my hand down. To me, it was the biggest emergency I ever had in my life. Like, everything was over. I thought I needed to go to the emergency room. I thought that this was, you know, something that he was going to react to. Like, "Oh, son, I really need to protect you. I really need to console you and comfort you in this moment." And none of that happened. And then I remember going to my mother and she wrapped it up for me. But I took something away that day. I took something away that became one of my most valuable lessons in life. And specifically as a man, is that you will always be I. 100% of the times where I thought this was the worst thing that could happen to me, I survived 100% of those each and every time. And I realized that my own mind was making more of it than it was. When my father treated me that way, I learned this is the way a man is supposed to respond and react to danger, to hurt, to pain, to trauma. Where you kind of learn the philosophy, right, of a Marcus Aurelius, of Stoicism, if you will. But more than that, resilience, right? Understanding that as a man, you're supposed to go through everyday emotions. Things are supposed to hurt, but your ability to be able to deal with pain is supposed to increase. And I learned a long time ago that God makes his greatest soldiers go through so much so that he can give them an even greater journey. Because he can't use you if you're weak. He can't use you at all. And so I've been focusing on how to teach other men to understand why society is making boys weak, because they're coddling them. If my father would have turned to me and bandaged me up and consoled me and hugged me, I would have not known how to deal with the pain of life when things hurt, when things cut deep. To this day, I don't think most men have had that opportunity to understand that about life. That they're always focusing on being protected versus being prepared. My father understood that life will be way worse than that cut. It'll be way worse than this pain that I think I'm experiencing. But he also knew that if he consoled me in that moment, then I will always need a consoler in all those moments. See, I wasn't a child that was always told that they were special. I thought my sisters would be the smartest one in the family. My brother was the special one and things of that nature. I never thought of myself as super special or anything of that kind. But I always was the type of child, the type of young man that was willing to put in effort. I remember getting into fights sometimes with older kids, and you know how we wrestle. And I remember one time in school, they tried to make me quit. You know, you're getting choked by the older cat, and they trying to say, quit, quit. They want you to tap. And I remember my unwillingness to quit, that I was willing to pass out. I was willing to die before I would surrender. And I started asking myself, what is that in me that had this innate, right, necessity to be strong in every moment and to not see, let the older boys punk me? What made me have that warrior spirit? What made me a soldier? And I realized that it was from watching my older brother and my father. It was the examples of men in my life. Because young men learn from what they see, not just from what you teach. We observe and we mirror behavior, so we learn how a man is supposed to act and respond in different situations. Today, young men are afraid of the world. The universe has what could be considered masculine energy. It has cycles, mathematics, universal law, seasons, rhythms. This is order. This is function. This is purpose, like masculinity. Waking up in the morning, writing the plan, executing it. That's masculine, bringing function and energy. That's discipline, being able to guide your life, having control over one's emotions, which is kind of like stewarding horses, not letting them run free. It's not that you suppress your emotions, but you learn to master them so you can rise above them and have dominion over your lower self. Too many young boys are being taught that they need to be protected, and they think about being a man, and they say, man, I don't want to have to go into the world and be the thing that the world hates, because the world's information environment is telling them what a man shouldn't be, but it's not showing them what a man should be. And as a man, you're supposed to seek challenge. I've always done that, and that's where effort comes in. We used to have these drill competitions when I was younger. And the drill competitions growing up in a Black Muslim environment, it was very militant. And I remember looking forward to it all the time. And the most cliche of cliches, we would win bean pies. We would drill and do what they call Muhammad Says. So instead of Simon Says, it was Muhammad Says. Don't do any.
Kick off summer with Memorial Day savings at Lowe's. Right now, get five Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances and save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Anything unless Muhammad says do it. So you have to have what they consider system one thinking, your automatic mind ready to take an order at any time and respond, and your system two thinking that is listening closely, thinking attentively, and learn how to switch in between both so that you can be in this state of flow. And I used to win all the time because I never thought about how hard it was going to be. I never thought about if there was somebody better than me. I never thought about whether there was somebody older than me. I didn't care. Only thing I thought about was how I was going to celebrate the winnings. Because sometimes we would even get $20, $25. I would think about the response that I would get from the world, our teachers, the other boys, right? As they would be like, damn, you're good at this. And I realized that one of my primary and most powerful gifts that I've have is always using my vision. Before I go speak on the stage, whether it's 5 people, 500 people, or 25,000 people, I envision the outcome. And a man's most powerful tool is his imagination. Your imagination is where you activate your body to respond and develop who you are, and it also controls your reality because it activates your reticular activation system. So your mind starts looking for the things that you're thinking and the things that you're speaking and the things that you're imagining. So if you're looking for negativity, you're looking for problems, then you're producing it in your reality. And then how do we prove that we are men? What is a man? A man is his mind. You know, you got Superman. Right? What was Superman? He was this balance between this regular guy that when he done working his 9-to-5, he had to suppress all his powers for the world to accept him. But underneath all of that, that you show the world, that you go out there and you suppress, it is a man with immense power. And his actual real greatest threat, right, was himself thinking about his ability to control this power in humanity. That's how you are. That's why you can't get too emotional. Because if you are a man, a Superman, and you get emotional, then you can hurt yourself or you can hurt somebody else. So a man has to develop a super mind. You have to have that power to where you rise above self and you always have control over your situation so that you are able to create your reality. You have to seek challenge. So that you're always proving and stretching yourself so you know who you are. Because how do you know who you are if you ain't never been challenged? There's too many people that's afraid of the challenge. I always tell men that if you want to learn how to get any woman in the world, listen to me closely. I'm going to give you the game, man. Most people never learn in their lifetime. Every woman wants one thing. Every woman, this is their fantasy. This is what they dream about, what they think about, what they want, what they're attracted to. They want a real man. Now, what is a real man? A man of principle, a man of honor, a man that, above all, has self-awareness and is not doubting his identity. He confides in the truth, in his own competence, in which he knows because he trains himself and prepares himself for situations within the world. When you move as a man, think as a man, stomach in, chest out, head up, always keeping a peripheral vision, looking out for threats and opportunities at the same time, understanding how to establish order and look another man in his eye, understanding how to be bonded with your word and never let it fail. When you have the energy that you possess and your very biofield is electric when people come into your atmosphere, that's a man. When she sees that you have that type of willpower that can command reality, it don't matter how much money you got, It don't matter what kind of car you drive. It don't matter what kind of watch you got. It don't matter your follower count. It's an energy, an essence to a man. You have to be dangerous in the way to where you can yield violence if necessary, but not a danger to her. You have control over your dark side, and you have control over your light. So people ask, why do nice guys finish last? Well, shit, they supposed to, because they let everybody else go first. You let everybody else go first because you don't know your true place. You don't know your rank. That's the beauty growing up in a militant environment. It helps you break this bubble that you start developing, and you realize that you can be a part of something bigger than yourself, and developing a vision and honoring God automatically gives you this ability to be a part of something bigger than yourself. But when you got that militant mind and you in the ranks, then you realize how to work in the team. You realize how to be able to work with other men. You realize your shortcomings. You start to learn yourself. You start to learn who you are. That's why every man must embrace hard work. See, I'm not unwilling to do hard work. Since I was a child, I worked at bakeries. I worked security jobs. You understand me? Where we had to work sometimes 12-hour shifts. I hustled in the streets. I had multiple jobs. There was no pride when it came to me taking care of myself and executing. When I realized that I was weak at something, I would focus on training myself in that area so that I can go out as a man and assert myself. And I embraced that challenge. I embraced that struggle. So in the days where the darkness tries to take hold, I embraced the darkness and I walked through that tunnel. And all of this gives me information on who I am.
Are we low level or high level?
Supermind coffee, coffee cup. Inside the coffee cup is Supermind coffee. Instant coffee that I take before every episode so that my brain is stimulated and I'm getting all of that neural response. I want to make sure my synapses are connecting. I want to make sure electricity is flowing. The information is there. So I drink this coffee every single day. It got lion's mane, it got cordyceps, and it got a little bit of coffee. Now, if you tap in, you too can have high-level conversations. And make sure you give it to the person you're talking to so that they're not dry while they're talking to you. Hey, tap in.
Kick off summer with Memorial Day savings at Lowe's. Right now, get five Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances and save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.